Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Steve really participates now.
It's so sweet.
It took Steve a long time.
It did. Bearded. He moves out of the head bob and into the shoulder.
Bearded I'm Steve participates.
Right. He's like, once that shit's over.
Yeah, the
I
second he shaves his back to the head bob.
I love being back here with you guys. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Suits. I'm your host, Stacey Eich, and I have my phone ready. So please tweet me at OneTakeStace for all of your questions, comments, concerns, and insults. Probably on Harvey, because that's what I feel too. And I'm with my lovely co-host. Introduce yourself.
Hey guys, Laura Neversell here. You can find me on all social media at The Fancy Hippie, but Twitter is obviously the most important. Hashtag ABTVSuits.
Yes, love it.
And you guys can find me here right now, but also at Steve Kaufman. That's KaufManN. Tweet. I'm on Reddit as well. I'm on Reddit right now looking. Right. I'm in the chat. I'm running a couple different things.
You're on things. I don't even know the names.
Right. He's like, all right, y'all, Periscope is happening. Anyway, okay. So, great episode.
Yeah.
Great episode.
I like this one.
What's an overall, I guess, yes, no, maybe?
I enjoyed it thoroughly. Yes,
it was a good episode.
Okay. I yelled a little bit, you know.
You always yell.
I do.
Be clear.
I do. Harvey irritated me just a smidge, but that's fine. We'll get into that. Let's jump into the... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we needed a reason for the psychiatrist to come back again.
We do.
I feel
we
like
do.
This whole season is all about, like, dealing with Harvey's issues.
Which isn't bad.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's different.
He's
it makes it
issues.
So it's not so procedural. We're actually learning something
well,
new.
Well, and he's had issues the whole time.
Yeah.
They've just been good for everyone at the time. But now we're finally like, no, you...
Mm-hmm. You have to...
You have a winner's complex, if you will.
And that's the thing. Like, I think that's why it irritated me, because I didn't realize his issues prevail over, like, good situations. Like, when it was, like, when he was, like, fighting the bad guy or whatever, I was like, oh, yeah, his issues are great. He's crazy, and that's what we need. But now it's like, okay, I genuinely did believe Tanner, and it took me a couple minutes, but by 30 minutes in the show, I was like, I think I believe Tanner, and it was really irritating that Harvey would not budge, and that bugged me so much. Mm-hmm. So we can jump into the first scene. To me, I wrote, gouge your eyes out, please. Seeing Tanner and Donna in the bed together.
Hot.
Sex, Donna's face was like...
I know.
She
girl
was
working
sexy.
It.
Yeah.
It was sultry. Donna all
said,
up in here with that
oh,
hair.
Baby, I'm sorry.
And the,
that
she
was good.
Worked it.
That was Sarah. You killed it. I love that. But I understand, sitting in Harvey's seat, I would have died right there.
Yeah.
That's
well,
horrific.
I love too, because we're seeing all of these little bits and pieces of how all this Donna stuff really tears him up inside.
Yeah.
And those, as I was saying the other week, how I need the build between Harvey and Donna if that's going to be what we end up
with.
I needed the build to actually feel like he really felt something for her and vice versa. And with these little nods, I feel like I'm starting to get that build. So I appreciate it.
Where do you feel sleeping with his therapist is going to go into that? Because apparently that's what we think is going to happen.
I mean, next week, the week after. I don't know.
I thought it was going to be this week, like a cool like a kiss, not a sex scene, but I thought they would kiss. But when he was yelling at her at the end?
Yeah.
I
think it's going to be like a one fun and done once it comes to the
Donna sheets. Donna is the marathon. The therapist is the race.
Exactly, yeah.
This is terrible. I should not be clapping at this.
She just sprint.
Right.
No, she's not the sprint. The sprint, he can go to the bar and get a sprint. She's the race.
That's true, he is
more than a race.
You're right.
She's like a little bit, this is terrible. I don't even know how to.
You got to train for Donna. You got to do them lunges. Them squats.
This is hilarious.
We're objectifying most women on the show.
Yeah, I'm not laughing. I'm sorry. What
I would do Donna. Sorry,
honestly, that sultry look she was giving me this episode, I was like, Miss Sarah Lavin, this is...
Right?
She killed that scene. She killed that
my
scene.
My favorite comment of all the things I'm reading is from Zenry Howell on Reddit. He said, not showing Donna and Rachel going mudding is the cruelest omission ever.
Oh, that's so... Oh, that would have been a really good scene. I was kind of...
No. That at the end when he says, I gotta go. I'm going mudding with Donna. No, Lewis. You're going mudding with me and Donna. And when he fainted, I laughed so hard. Rewound. Watched again, laughed even harder.
It was so great. That was such a great moment. It was a very Lewis moment. I loved it. It was very authentic. I was like, he would really react to
that. And it was such a great runner, the whole mudding thing throughout the entire show.
I loved it. And I loved it a lot. Even when he asked Jessica, I was like, you did not just ask Jessica. He's like, want to go? And she was like, and her response to me was the funniest because she was like, no. Like, just so subtle.
That was a good Jessica.
It literally sounded like that. And I was like, that is hilarious. Because Donna, you know, was very, of course, she was intentionally funny and talking about how inappropriate it is. But Jessica was just so subtle about it. It was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can jump into the case. Which,
I'm too busy thinking about Sarah Rafferty.
Exactly.
And that's, I think, how most people felt.
Exactly.
It was also this case, we literally jump into this case.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, most of the time you meet the client and they have a scene or two to give you exposition about the case.
And you decide if you like them or not.
This case, that was...
Yeah, I was like, boop.
It was,
you're there.
You're pretty much jumping in from that dream.
But I like the way it was set up. It was set up very like, oh, by the way, you didn't miss anything, but you're kind of already invested. Okay, let's go. Like, I really like that because when he woke up with a dream saying he's in a tiff with Tanner, I like that better than having another scene of them be like, we meet again. It's like, we've seen it a thousand times between the two of them.
And it would be one thing if the people in this case other than Tanner mattered.
Yeah, exactly.
They clearly don't.
No.
This was about Tanner and Harvey.
It had nothing to do about
it. And that's the thing. Like, it was interesting how they gave us one scene of the client and then the plaintiff, or is that right?
The defendant and the plaintiff?
Thank you. Yes. There, I was like, that's not right. The client and the... Okay, so anyway, we get one scene of each.
But that makes sense because it was his client and then she was the plaintiff.
You got to see one simple thing, and then we were done. And I appreciate that because I knew exactly who I was fighting for or who I liked. And, you know, and even it's crazy when they show the scene of the guy saying, like, this is going to ruin my family. I was like, I kind of believe him. But then I was like, should I? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that whole sexual harassment thing that came up that, you know, Harvey was not buying at all.
Yeah.
That was cool because it was interesting that they did it because it was like, here's Tanner being Tanner again, the bad guy.
Yep.
And then when Mike's like, it's not illegal if I run into her and sees her in the coffee
shop,
she's
irritating.
That was my idea. And I was like, girl.
I know. I was like, girl. I felt the same way.
I kind of felt like we should ruin her whole life, actually.
Well, I didn't want to ruin her life because of what she said. I know. And that's the thing. Well, I didn't like that she... I felt a little bad for her because she said that she was trying to start her own company and he was trying to crush her. So that was the part that irritated me on his end. But yeah, I mean, a sexual harassment case is way too much.
That's not cool.
That's way too much.
Especially because so much of it goes on that don't bring up a case that's BS.
Absolutely.
Because then that like knocks the ones that are really real and really need attention.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree completely. So seeing this case and, you know, the Travis and the Mike and Harvey dynamic. I loved how in the beginning they said, you know, back to the old times or whatever. Back to the old... What did they say exactly?
The boys are back.
Boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Because you started using your shoulders. It's fine.
I can't even snap.
Anyway, so when they got back together working, I love Mike's caring moments throughout this episode. You know, Harvey, I got your back, but I loved all the buts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the beginning, the first season of Mike, you would have never seen these unless it had to do with like parents or like some kind of accident that affected him personally. But you would have never seen him do buts. This episode, I really saw his growth in all these seasons as an individual, as a lawyer, as a sidekick, kind of. I don't know.
He doesn't just like go full speed ahead, like against Harvey or anything like that. There is that care there, like you were saying, where it's like, okay, this isn't a good idea. Like, can we maybe talk this out? I'm really worried about you. Yep. And, you know, Harvey doesn't always handle it in the best way, but it is nice to see. But I love the moment when Harvey comes in and gives him the case as a gift, and he's like, what are you doing with your hair? Are you trying to look good? I've been talking about it
every episode.
Recently, this like comb back thing. Like,
I was very happy that they pointed that out. I was like, okay, no. So they know I'm freaking out because this is really annoying.
But it had been covered. I think Patrick tweeted about it that week.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, someone tweeted, is it because that's how Harvey's hair looked like when you met Harvey? And he was like, kinda. Like, he kind of alluded to that being the answer.
Oh, but it doesn't look the same to me. The scruff. Yes.
No, because it's just, like, it's, like, too, like, greasy and, like, it doesn't match his personality.
Not at all.
I don't
when he was like, what are you doing with your hair? He was like, what do you mean? It's the same. I'm like, it's not the same. Like, I literally was like, this isn't funny.
It's not the same as a lot.
Not even a little bit.
You have product in that, sir.
So, that was a great, you're very right. That was a great scene. So what did you think of Harvey in this case? The way he handled it, we can also allude to the end or just talk about the end in general. Following his journey, handling Tanner, what did you think?
It was the same thing until the end.
Yeah.
It was, no, he's a bad guy. No, he's a bad guy. We're going to bury him. Our client's mm-hmm. going to win. He's not going to get this thing. And it was Harvey trying to win but not pausing to really think about everything that was happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we got to see it through the psychiatrist, which I've been enjoying. But I think she was really good for the whole Donna breakaway thing and really getting to that. Now it's kind of like just a plot device to move things forward in a way. But, you know, she's pretty. She's got a really nice office. It's fun to look at. And
she's
a little more important than that to this story.
She is. She's, now that we know she's going to be next episode.
Well, yeah. But she's the therapist to someone. Well, to call someone broken, everyone's broken. But, like, she's the therapist to someone with a lot of problems that he needs to work through. And we're going to get to join them, hopefully.
On the journey.
Next week looks like she might not be his therapist anymore.
She's going to be his girlfriend or his smash and bang. I can't believe I said smash and bang, but you know what I mean.
I've never heard that term before.
I went to college in the Midwest. I don't know. Anyway. we're going to move on. I don't think she just plays, you know, the basic pretty girl,
that's not what I'm saying at all. We really are seeing Harvey work through his stuff with her. Yes. But I'm saying now it's more, it feels a bit more as like a plot device to make things a little bit different.
Yes.
Whereas before with the Donna stuff, there was a lot of meat to that.
It was intentional.
And those scenes were really interesting. Like that scene where he sees her as Donna and has mm-hmm. a whole powerful scene and what a great episode. So that's more of what I mean. But, I think she's fantastic.
I definitely agree.
So we're talking Harvey and the therapist, and or is that where we are now?
I
had a nugget about that I think in Harvey's subconscious he's a lot of mom stuff. Mm-hmm. He's a lot of mom stuff we're probably going to learn about pretty soon.
I can't wait because that's been so under wraps. Like we knew that's awesome.
I think Donna is in real life is kind of a manifestation of his mother. Because any human male's interaction with their mother is how they'd react, how they'd have an interaction with their future wife if they go that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Harvey obviously doesn't have a wife and is having issues to have just a regular relationship. And I think Donna is kind of for a long time, Donna was an enabler to problems. And I feel that's what his mother is. Or was.
I think his mother, from what we... Well, it's interesting because I think... I'm going to have to bring up Scotty because that's the only relationship we know. I think Scotty's relationship was affected by Donna. And Donna's relationship was affected by the mom. Now, all that's indirectly because Scotty might not have made it for several other reasons. Mm-hmm. But I just see that he's getting one step closer, which is great. But I think the way that his mom was portrayed to us in the earlier seasons was that she... Didn't she cheat with his dad? Or didn't... Didn't she cheat on his dad
so,
and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, abandoned and that kind of thing? So I feel like it's more of an abandonment issue than, like, an enabler. Yeah, I think it's more of that.
I do think that Donna, with the Donna in the picture, no other woman stands a chance.
Yes, yes. And so he needs to either decide she's the one or decide she's the one. Because I don't know if you can get red hair looking that good.
Options.
They're really, listen, I have nothing else to help you with.
A.
Or A. No, you want the A. Yeah, I...
Well, B is therapist, then Donna.
I don't... No, she... Listen, she's not...
The marathon and the race.
Yes, like, and I'm thinking you drop out the race, go for the marathon, drink your water. Like, I think you should train for the marathon.
Hydrate,
I don't,
definitely hydrate.
Yeah, I think it's a point. But go ahead. What are you thinking?
I didn't understand really why during the poker scene when she's like, I know your tells, mm-hmm. and then he's like, no, I don't have any tells, and they play poker and Harvey wins. I didn't understand why Harvey had to win. I don't feel like we got anything out of that. And correct me if I'm wrong or you think something different.
Well, originally,
I would have liked to see her win.
Her win, yeah. And then you would have got it earlier, I guess. Yeah. But I think that was the purpose of having her be... We're nippling close to them sleeping together.
We can find out more about
her. We need to know about her. We need to be okay that the episode they sleep together. I don't yell at the TV too much. So, now I know she's a nice person. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what I got. Go ahead.
But she played poker with him to get there. To get there that if she does know his tells, which she clearly, I think she knows his tells, she's just not as good at poker as Harvey.
I know, right?
Like, she just doesn't strike me as the type that plays poker as much as Harvey Specter plays poker.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's passed for me for a little bit, but until she lost. Yeah, but anyway,
that was the thing. She lost, but I think that was part of her plan. That if she knows his tells, she can impress him. And if she doesn't know his tells and can't stay toe-to-toe with him playing poker, she can do what she did, which is open up to him. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
I don't think she would have known that that's what he was
going to ask. She didn't know he was going to have her open up about something. Yeah. And she seemed like very offended and not cool with
and
it.
And yep, she was like, oh no, that's not.
Because also, I think, well, I guess in the way she told it, it wasn't. But I think my first thought when he said that, I was like, therapist, like privilege. Right. Like you can't, she can't go telling you.
Right, exactly, exactly. Scene only irritated me because it prolonged Harvey just saying that it was Donna. To me, when he harbors those kind of feelings, I'm like, listen, because we knew, I was like, it's 45 minutes in. This is annoying. Yeah.
Well, I knew it was going to tie to his mother because the whole Tanner thing where he brought it up in the past. So I was very grateful at least that it wasn't like we saw it as Donna in the beginning and then later we see it's really his mom that he was seeing. And yes, she said listen, I believe that you're telling me the truth that it's Donna, but I think she represented your mother, which he got all pissy about. But I was happy that it didn't flash back and then
that would have been
mom.
Super gross.
I don't know what Harvey's mom looks like. Maybe
she's probably hot, but I don't want to see her with Tanner.
We're not there yet, but I think it's not that Donna was his mom in the dream as much as Donna represents his mom.
Well, definitely. Well, that's what she said. Yeah, yeah. That would be weird.
Well, yeah, that would be weird that it was just... Donna was kind of like maybe the mom he never had for a long time, for 12 years, it seems like.
Ew. See, and this is the thing, we're associating, I appreciate what we're doing with Donna's role, but I don't want to ever think Donna replaced some, void to,
I just remember this. I'm looking at my notes. Steve, I have to show you this right here.
I saw that.
It says Steve.
I was going
to
ask you about that later.
It says Steve on my notes right here because when we opened up and Lewis has given Donna the gift and she's like, you're in mudding? And he's like, not just, mudding with me. I was like, no, Steve. Steve is going to totally go on a rant about
this.
That's
so funny.
And I was like, I still don't think that is ever going to happen.
Gross,
but it was just a moment where the second he said it, I was like,
You can't even take them seriously because Lewis is Lewis and Harvey, and Donna's Donna. And the way they interact, he's always going to see her like this. And she's going to be like this. You know what I mean? And it's great because... It works. It totally works for them. It's funny and comedic, and they're still, they still have a genuine relationship, but it's like, I don't ever want to see of them mudding. That's all I'm saying about that. But continue.
Well, I've been banned from bringing that up again.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like that. I'm not mad at that at all.
I've been banned from bringing up team.
No one's correcting you.
D. Lewis. I haven't been able to even put a hashtag together because I've been banned from talking about it.
And we're gonna move on now. So I'm thinking I was very proud of Tanner for backing down.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're gonna do with him, or if they're gonna bring him back and then he totally lied to us, or are they gonna keep him like this, or is he never coming back? What do you guys think?
I think we might be done with Tanner.
Yeah. No.
Steve's so sure.
I think he'll be back multiple times. I think at one point he'll find out Mike's secret.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. Why do you always want people to freaking find out his secret?
That's how it has to... That's the card.
You're always doing that. It's very stressful.
I gotta ruin everything.
Yes.
Sorry.
It stresses me. I don't have any popcorn at the house. Anyway.
But how about the whole Tanner scene with Harvey when Harvey was, like, the reason why you're so, like, mad at all this stuff is, like, Donna left you and we know that your mom is, like, who, you know, bad words were about to come out of his mouth. And he was just like, bam, I'm like, that was my whole reenactment of that scene. I hope you all enjoyed it.
If you're listening, you can tell by the sound. Anyway, I loved Mike in that scene. I loved how he was like, Tanner, get out of here. I love the defense.
Walk away now.
You know, like, that was cool. I was very sad that Harvey's going through so much. Like, the triggers are becoming very dominant, and especially this episode, it was like, oh my god, like, everyone's gonna set him off. Like, this is, he can't even go see Jessica because she'll be like, get your shit in order, and then it's over. You're like, all right, this isn't funny. So, good scene, great scene. Hated Tanner in that moment, but
wasn't the strongest.
Yeah, wasn't that moment I felt for him, but you know. I see why he had to go that way, though. Harvey was going to send this woman to jail now, or prison. Now, she... No, I wouldn't say she deserved it, but the way we... Now
she
made
a fake ID when she was 16?
That's not that big of a deal, you guys.
To sign a contract.
Oh, you're saying it's not that big of a deal?
It's not that big.
Oh, because it was to get her company.
She made a fake ID at 16 so she could sign a contract, as it's directly related to this case.
God.
I get why, yeah, but it just doesn't make her, like, prison worthy for 15 years. I don't know.
There were a lot of things I did at 16 I could go to prison for right now.
That's a whole nother episode, you guys.
Don't Google it.
A whole nother episode, people. He said don't Google it, as we have your name right here on the banner. But okay.
Everyone is like, S-T-E.
Right.
How did you spell it?
Is that two N's in your last name?
I think it's Kaufman. Anyway, let me stop putting you out there on blast. So, proud of Tanner for dropping it. Great that Katrina got to step in. Very proud of Mike for the way he handled it.
Yeah.
Overall, proud of Harvey, but not really. Like,
Man, he's growing.
He's growing, and I'm going to support him in his growth, but I think I just didn't realize how angry he was. Yeah. I said it several times while we were watching. He just irked me. He wasn't seeing humanity in this moment. I was like,
yeah,
dude.
It's kind of like Donna had everything tied up in a nice little bow, and the second she left, everything just unraveled.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what's going to happen next week? Because he's at the point that I'm like, I'm not sure what kind of lawyer you want to be now.
I wonder if next week, well, we can go into predictions later. Should we talk about Lewis?
We'll go to Lewis. Oh my gosh. So first of all, great to see Mr. John Piper Ferguson. Great to see him again. This was... Gotta get that in there. So, anyway, great to see him. Hated his character.
Sorry. You did a good job.
But I was like, this man... I mean, I actually loved how played he got by Jessica. Ooh.
Oh,
but
man, it was so great.
Yeah, let's simmer
with
the beginning.
With the whole Lewis thing, yes. Where Don is like, you gotta do this like Harvey would do it. And he's like, I want to do it how I do it. And when episode
I love that. I wrote that down because he said, I don't want to hear how Harvey would do it because I can't do it the way Harvey could. And I was like, ooh, is this a realization moment?
That's actually good for Lewis.
I love that. I was like, oh, he knows the truth, but not really. Anyway, it could have been a cool line. Who knows? Mm-hmm. but
yeah, so he's finding some underhanded way to do it. And he goes to Rachel. I love the whole thing where Rachel's like, okay, I'm leaving. He's like, where are you going? And she's like, I gotta go to sleep. I have a test in the morning. I have school. Then the next day, he's like, where's this client? And she's like, how's your test, Rachel? I'm like, I don't care about your test.
And he literally said,
I really don't care. But, you know, signing this client who he can't sign. So then they, you know, he fakes it.
Beautiful.
So in this moment, we end up learning that it was not a big deal, but the $50,000 check he gives this guy is trying to, you know, impress, to just get a hug out of.
So smart. I love the plan. It was hilarious.
But you, in that moment, like a $50,000 check after we just had the whole thing about how he was too cheap to pay Donna's salary, which is how this whole thing started in
but
the first place.
But you can see he voided it.
But then he said
later, he's like,
put a stop on that.
And he's so, I'm like, Lewis, you're so cheap, man. Oh
but
my
not
gosh.
To mention, that's how Harvey would do it. And Harvey would do that really well.
Harvey wouldn't put a stop on it.
He wouldn't have put a stop
though.
On it,
but
though.
You know, but Harvey would have
orchestrated
done something else that didn't involve a check to get the same reaction.
And I mean, I thought it was going to work.
Lewis can't bluff. He's not a bluffer. He's a
He didn't do too much. I thought that Jack Soloff bought it for a split second, but when he snapped him back in reality, it was like, I saw you the second you walked to my table. I was
also
like, really?
Also, too, where he's like, played Lewis into introducing it as have Harvey
annoying.
And Jessica's proxy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. He's like, yep, everything's still the same.
That was That really made me mad. I mean, I guess Lewis deserved it after all the playing back and forth, but it just was like, man, no one buries the hatchet
That
here.
Confrontation, by the way, in the bathroom.
Yes.
So seriously, like, are these unisex bathrooms or are these girls and women? Like, we only
established
see...
their unisex bathrooms, haven't we?
I don't know, because everyone's always in the bathroom.
I think they're separate. I don't think we've ever seen a man and a woman in the bathroom at the same time.
But there aren't urinals.
No, that's true. Oh, no,
Are there urinals?
No, there's... Have there been a...
Let us know on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm like, have you guys seen urinals?
Screenshots
hashtag
didn't happen.
I don't... What the heck hashtag are you going to get? Urinals at ABT. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. It would be so funny if our bosses at AfterBuzz are like, urinals. Let's go ahead and favorite that and tweet it to you. Yeah. So I did love that scene. And I honestly thought Jack played him pretty well.
He did, yeah.
But Jessica is the ultimate player.
Oh, yeah.
She is the ultimate player.
When Donna, which, by the way, Lewis is in the copy room throwing pens into the You Just Got Lit Up mug, which was really fun.
So cute.
And Donna says to him, like, she doesn't trust you anymore. Just tell her everything. Tell her about the paper you left out in there and all that. And he goes in, and she, I love, he's like, why are you saying anything? She's like, I don't know what I'm doing yet. But go get Jackson.
I love that. She was like, I haven't decided. And
she decided immediately.
No, she couldn't have. You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I will also say, Lewis, this entire season, has not acted like a name partner.
No, not at all.
Not
it's
even
so
a little.
Annoying. And that's the thing that's weird. When I saw him in the meeting with Jack, I'm like, why are you even talking to Jack? He's like not.
I know.
Like,
he's not on your level.
You.
Like,
yeah,
don't let him run you.
It's kind of stupid. Like, it just makes me sad because I'm like, Lewis gets played by people who I'm like, this is a new character. You should not be played by him too.
Yep.
It's kind of annoying. But you're right. Today was the first day she even said name partner. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Terrible. That's not good. He works so hard.
But it was so genius how she's like, get him up here. And then she blames him for leaving it out there intentionally. And he's just about to
and he's
blame
like, oh, no,
Luke
I knew
it. And then he's like, oh, shoot. She's like, that's right. Because if you knew, you were obligated to report it. So either you're both getting fired or you're both letting things go back to the way they were.
I was a little nervous.
Girl.
I was like, is he going to get fired? Like, because I feel like firing Jack has not that much to lose in terms of Lewis. So I feel like he could have went the,
I know,
all right, well, I hate you both.
That he might take the fired option.
But he was like, I love how he ended it. Next time I'll read the bylaws closer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that is a slap.
But how about when Lewis was like, Jessica, when am I going to learn to not defy you? And she's like, you're never going to learn, but I know that.
And so we're good. And that's crazy. Like, Jessica really came through this episode. I was so impressed because I didn't think it was another firing thing, and I was proud that Donna's advice did work out, because originally I was like, don't tell her the truth. Like, that's what I thought, because I don't want to see him get fired again. But I love how that played out. My gosh, Jessica came. That's one of those things where you're like, okay, what does she do? Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah. I feel like she's got, like, little cameras hidden or something, or, like, little minions running around reporting back as to what's going on as she, like, sits on her throne and then just, like, solves
she's
everything.
Like,
and it together.
I'm like, you are everything, girl. Yeah. I love it.
It's pretty great. Yeah. She like, doesn't even, like, break a sweat.
Yes. Mm. What do you... It was a weird scene to me when, I mean, I know Mike doesn't keep secrets from Rachel, but when he went to go talk about the panic attack thing.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
Yeah.
Because also, like, you know, panic attacks are very serious.
Yeah.
But the way that it was brought, I don't know, it was just, like, a very, I don't know, it was almost.
Did you feel the same way I felt?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's going to come back weird.
It was, like, too dark the way that they
were. And then he
were.
Was like, he had, it's like, it's a panic attack.
Yeah,
I was like,
he was going to say he had, like, cancer.
It's kind of, yeah, I just didn't like the way
it was a bit.
Yeah, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I felt the exact same way, and I didn't want to minimalize the fact that that's happening. It's very serious,
no, it's,
as we can see.
No, it's definitely serious, but it was odd the way
she
was
like,
it was
3 weeks ago, he had, I'm like.
And she's like, oh, well, then do whatever you
have to do. And I was like, this is kind of weird.
I don't know if that gives you permission to go, like, full
forehead,
but okay.
Real quick, we do have to circle back to Lewis and Jessica. Where they're like, she couldn't fire Lewis because Lewis would reveal Mike's secret.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to kind of address that. I feel like Lewis has come to accept Mike as a peer. And that's something
we don't even see him, though.
But Lewis has come to accept Mike as a peer, that I don't even think that's an atomic option
that's
anymore.
That's true.
Because we spent a really long time dealing with that atomic option, that it's over now.
That's true. I agree with that.
It's worth mentioning that may have slightly factored into the decision, but also... She needs both name partners to be on board with her.
Yeah.
Because she's fighting a war with Jack, she's fighting a war with Robert Zane, mm-hmm. she's fighting a war with a couple different people.
And every time that
blows
up into whatever, or they're having issues, it's very exhausting to watch Jessica put it back together. Like, it's so sad. Like, obviously you get to see her awesome work, but it's like, wow, I could never keep this running. This is a lot. So, that's an interesting point, though. It's very, I don't know. Whoever finds out his secret next,
Robert
Zane. God help him. Do you think Robert first or Jack? Or no, not Jack, Tanner. No, not Tanner.
Tanner's going to be... We're not going to see Tanner for like a year.
You think Zane too?
Mm-hmm. It's got to be... It's future father-in-law.
I'm super scared of that episode. Like, I feel like I'll have to pause way too many times. I'm going to watch that one at home.
I feel like... Have we covered everything else? Because this feels prediction time.
I will just say the last thing is that I really hated that Harvey left the session again at the end. I really hated that he did not stay.
But I think that gives weight to what that means. Like, I think that's a crutch to his entire, to all of his problems.
I appreciate that he said, you don't know what my mom means to me. Mm-hmm. I love that line, but I didn't like, she's like, I don't. And that's what we're doing here. He's like, you called me a liar. I'm like, no, sit down. Like, I really was like... Please don't leave, because you just came back. You just left last time. You know, it's just like, okay. So anyway, that's my last sad. Please work it out. I can't wait to watch you through your journey. You're the best. Okay. Predictions. Let's jump into it.
Do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I think they're going to get it on next week.
Do it. No, I don't think
I do think that too,
but I'm not going to chant for it.
I think it's going to be like, you know, they're in the middle of the case and things are getting hot and, you know, they're like, they're fighting. And then he goes to her house and he's like supposed to be there for a session, but he like lays into her and then they start making out. He like rips her clothes off.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, he completes the race.
And then next week we see him in running shoes.
Yep.
Also, I wasn't here last week. Esther yes or Esther no? Do we think Harvey did it?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I said no. I think I said no.
I think he did it.
I said no.
I think he did it.
Yeah, I think
I don't think he did it.
And I was a little upset about it.
And I know Nicole said yes. And I was not there.
She definitely said they did it. No. Yeah. That's hilarious. You both... Yeah, that's so funny. Okay, so now it's two against two. So
We're straight up.
That's so funny. Okay, so into predictions. You think they're going to do it?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with that. What do you think, Steve?
I do not think that will happen next week.
Okay.
We know she's going to be a character witness of some type for Harvey, and she's going to defy him in some way. So that's my prediction. Also, my long-term prediction still stands that it's Robert Zane finding out Mike's secret and leveraging it with his hedge fund to take over the whole firm, to take over Pearson Spector Liv Zane.
But do you think he'll still be okay with...
He would never do that with his daughter. That's a lie.
If it took Lewis Litt half a season to accept Mike Ross as a colleague, it's going to take Robert Zane a whole season.
Yeah,
to be okay with Mike Ross as a son-in-law.
Yeah, that might be next season.
That's math.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense, and I can agree. I'm just sad that, like, I'm sad that you think it's a possibility he'd want to take over the firm. Like, why? Why do you want to do that?
Because he has a hedge fund. We don't know enough to know. I don't know all the details, but I know people with that kind of money, the why is inconsequential. He's just going to keep moving and eating things, just eating up the world.
Right. I'm waiting for the episode that Jessica finds out that Mike and Rachel are engaged.
I don't think that's going to be a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal. I just want to know what
I wonder, because since we've had all this stuff where Jessica's telling Rachel that she's like a mini-me, maybe she feels protective of Rachel since she does know Mike's secret. So maybe she'll try to talk her out of it.
You think so? I don't know, just a thought. I don't know if she will. Accepted them as a couple.
That's
maybe.
True, but marriage is a different story. But I feel like everybody sees that coming in that office,
whether or not they know. So. I would love for that to happen at the same time Zane finds out and leverages it towards... Because it becomes a matter of...
Who does Jessica choose?
Well, how do you know this, Zane? Oh, because they're engaged. They're what? And it's... I want it all to... And I want Jack Soloff to be involved somehow.
I want an August explosion.
Hashtag August explosion.
While Lewis and Donna are making out in the corner.
Stop that right now. Oh, my God.
Going money? You said that. No. You said it. No. And they said hashtag dit. That's what we're...
Hashtag what?
Hashtag dit. D-I-T-T. That's what we're sticking with.
That is...
You brought
nasty.
It up.
Nasty.
You brought it up.
Not
I did not bring it up. I'm still here.
It's not going to look as cute as the cup. You just got did up. Ew, that actually. Okay. Ew, sorry. Okay. We have to end this episode. I'm done with you guys.
It makes perfect sense.
Oh, crap. Listen, writers, please don't do that. I rather watch, what's his name? The guy who took over the firm the first time?
Hartman?
I'd rather watch him come back and have sex with Jessica. Okay.
No,
just kidding.
Make
just
it
kidding.
All stop.
Honestly, I'm just saying, like, it's all terrible. Please don't do that. It's all bad. Throwing extra jokes in for you. Where can everybody find you guys throughout the week?
If you want to talk to me about how that was weird.
That was weird. I agree.
You can tweet at me, at Steve Kaufman. That's KaufManN. I am going to be on Mr. Robot, the panel for that, in about an hour.
Nice.
So if you like that show and you've seen that show, please join me here on YouTube.
Love that.
You guys can find me online at TheFancyHippie or TheFancyHippie.com.
Love it. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at OneTakeStace. Also at my blog, NaomiLiving.com. See you next week.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Good night, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Amazon, probably.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.